If you're watching the Olympics on TV this week, chances are you've seen an ad like this one urging you to vote no on ballot Measure 2.
Promoters of Measure 2 want you to approve a complex new law that threatens businesses and property owners. They want
the Vote No on 2 campaign paid for the TV spots with some of the nearly $719,000 in cash it raised since forming just 2 months ago. Mike Satry is executive director of the Council of Alaska Producers, a trade group representing large-scale mines and mining projects in the state. It was one of the first groups to give money to No on 2, cutting a $25,000 check in June. Satry says the council's membership supported the state's previous coastal management program, but is concerned about the version outlined in Measure 2.
We had some long conversations about where we sat on this program and ultimately decided that because of the uncertainty that this initiative would bring about, the new bureaucracy would bring about, that we simply couldn't support this initiative.
Other resource development companies and organizations have followed suit. That includes a $150,000 donation from Shell Oil, $120,000 from the Alaska Miners Association, and $75,000 from Hecla Greens Creek Mining Company, Juneau's largest private employer. Satry, who's also donated more than $5,000 of his own staff time as an in-kind contribution, says obviously the money will help get the message out on multiple platforms between now and Election Day on August 28th.
We find that most people around the state don't know what this initiative is. And so it's very, very important that we spend our time and money on educating voters.
In contrast to the Anti-Measure 2 group, initiative sponsors, the Alaska Sea Party, raised just under $64,000 during the last reporting period. Juneau Mayor and Sea Party Chairman Bruce Botello says the group will not be airing TV ads during the Olympics, or at all, for that matter.
Obviously, it's a concern because we will not be able to match the message that people will be exposed to, perhaps saturated with.
Botello says the Sea Party plans to respond with a grassroots campaign, including door-to-door canvassing, phone calls, and speeches to civic groups. In response to industry claims that Measure 2 is too complex and would add another layer of bureaucracy, he says the initiative is really just a framework to set up a coastal management program like the one the state had for more than 30 years. Botello says that includes the fundamental feature of coastal management, one-stop permit review for coastal projects by a single state agency. He argues that's pro-development, especially when the builder is a small company or an individual.
That person or company has an opportunity to have all the regulatory agencies at the table at the same time, walking through issues that may arise, and to make sure that we don't get in the cycle that is actually starting to occur now, which is if the permit has to be modified with one agency, you basically have to run the gauntlet yet again.
In addition, coastal management traditionally gives local communities a greater voice in development decisions happening in their backyards. For that reason, Botello thinks the Sea Party will have an advantage when it comes to support in coastal areas.
In the rural coastal communities, there has been a very strong statement of support for coastal management and for the initiative. They see the importance of having a viable coastal management program and having community voice.
Indeed, the Sea Party's largest contributor is the North Slope Borough, which has given more than $40,000 since late last year. Other top donors include the Bristol Bay Borough, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, and Anchorage businessman Bob Gillum, a major opponent of the proposed Pebble Mine. Satry says Vote No on 2 supporters are not opposed to local input when it comes to development.
I can see why coastal communities want to get a program back on the table.
But he still thinks the measure goes too far. The Alaska Coastal Management Program shut down in 2011 after multiple failed attempts by the legislature to reauthorize it. If voters okay the initiative, it would likely take about 2 years to get federal approval for a new program. Currently, Alaska is the only coastal state without an authorized coastal management program. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.